It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
There's some sound coming. There's some sound coming. Yeah. Ah, here we go. It's a Factious Friday, Fab Four Friday. Jasmine, do you know who the Fab Four are?
I don't.
See, I knew it. But the Fab Four are John, Paul, George, and Ringo. You know that?
No. Before my time, Larry.
Oh, my God. So I have a child in my studio today. happy Friday to you. It's the 19th. This is Speak Out 2.0. We are live from the Laughlin Mall. And it's brought to you every day by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa and the Riverside Casino, Legacy Rehab and Daycare, and Atco Transmission and Auto Repair in Bullhead. Now, do you hear this? Does this mean anything to you?
I don't have any feeling. No chills, no anything like that.
Okay. Well, the Fab Four are the Beatles.
Oh, well, now I feel bad. Now
did you ever hear them?
I know that name.
Okay, good. All right. Wow. All right. Okay, with us today for the first half hour is Jasmine Chang. And Jasmine is with North Country Healthcare.
Yep.
But today we're really here to talk about a conference that you're spearheading. I mean, you were the steamroller that got this going. And so MAPT, Mojave Area Partnership Promoting Educated Decisions, is a big part of it. And we've been meeting for several weeks, and we still have more meetings this Monday.
Yep, coming up this Monday.
But what is the purpose of this symposium for the public?
So, it's called the Integrated Health Symposium, and what is integrated healthcare is the big question. So, when we say integrated healthcare, we are really talking about treating a person as a whole. We're talking about their mental health, their physical health, anything in between, and connecting those gaps. Now, traditionally, integrated healthcare is in one building. But unfortunately, we don't have that. So what this symposium is going to be showcasing is how all these different organizations in our community come together to create, to fill those gaps and to create that wraparound service for our community members.
Yeah. Well, and now we do have, well, they're not open yet, but we will soon have an integrated health facility in Bullhead City for the geriatric patients.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Talus Systems that's opening that up on Landon. But that, again, that's going to be for the senior citizens. That's going to be for the guy with dementia and diabetes. This, what you're talking about, is somebody that might have a substance abuse, but also has a medical problem of some kind.
Yeah, so I guess I was just at a behavioral health conference, actually up until just now. I drove back here from Flagstaff, and it's really talking about just simple problems that we don't think about. So, like, someone that has anxiety, and how does that affect them physically?
Right.
Someone that has childhood trauma that everyone has heard of the ACEs, and that's the big thing right now, and how is that affecting their physical health down the line? Like heart disease, diabetes, all of these physical things that we get from our mental health. And so that's what we're really trying to show the community at this free...
That's right.
It's free, and there's going to be free food there, too. Symposium is how our community addresses and works together.
Right.
We don't want to be separate agencies, siloed, and we're going to do it all, we're going to do all this. We want to work together and open those lines of communication so that way we can get the person where they need to go.
Right. You know, I don't know if you saw on Facebook, but I had a neighbor who his house caught fire the other night and basically totally destroyed. It was cooking before the fire engine got there. I mean, because we were all calling 911, all the neighbors. And he was there yesterday, and I was talking to him, and he said, Larry, I think I have PTSD. Now, he's already an autistic adult. And I said, well, I'm sure you do. You woke up to the fire in your house, you know, and only because something fell that woke him up. His smoke alarm wasn't going off, and something fell and woke him up. So now he's telling me 3 days later, I think I have PTSD. I said, well, yeah, you do, because you've lost everything you owned, and you've experienced a live fire in your house. That's traumatic, you know. And so I'm telling him, you need to go get some counseling. You need some immediate counseling that can get you and get you seen right away. Will he? I don't know. He's staying at his dad's, and he was there yesterday with his two sisters, but they overheard what I was telling him. And so will they facilitate that? I don't know.
And that's what we're really talking about, right? How is that going to affect him long term? He's not going to sleep well.
Right, exactly.
What happens when we don't sleep well? We start, our mental health starts dwindling, our body is physically tired. So we're really talking about bridging that gap between how our mental health affects us physically.
Right.
And if, like, say someone's at North Country and they're seeing a provider, and, you know, suicide has really hit this community really big in the last few years.
Yeah, we have a suicide walk coming up here September 2nd.
Yeah, so, and that's right around our event, which is going to be September 7th at MCC. But it's really hit our community. So we've, as a whole, as a medical field as a whole, we are doing screenings to screen people for maybe suicidal thoughts. So it's really nice to do those screenings and then be able to refer to the appropriate people.
Right.
So if they're coming in for, let's say, they have the flu, and we're asking them these very generic questions that are screening for maybe suicidal thoughts, and then we also have someone on hand to be like, hey, do you want to talk about this more? And it just opens the door for those conversations.
Well, and when Chaz Martinez was at Southwest Behavior, he did an enormous amount of work with our police department, other police departments, trying to train these officers for those same signals, you know, that you're talking about. You're getting them from an interview. They need to be able to get them in the field by their actions, their activities, what they say, you know, because we've seen it nationwide where somebody with mental health issues is shot and killed by police because they're a threat. But try to get, you know, police officers that put on a badge never thought they were going to have to be a mental health person out there in the field. But in 2019, that's becoming more and more prevalent everywhere, not just in Bullhead City, Mojave County, but everywhere. And so Chaz, when he was with Southwest, he was teaching these law enforcement agencies around Mojave County how to see some of the signals. So it's the same thing you're doing by asking those questions. They've got to physically see what's going on when they come across an individual.
Yeah, and a good thing about our symposium, like I said, it's free to the community. Anybody can come. I really do encourage parents to come too. But really, we're going to have Bullhead Police Department there. The chief's going to be there, and we're going to be talking about how officers do react in those situations. Maybe there's substance abuse involved. Maybe there's an overdose. Maybe there's someone that has threatened their life and is you know, threatening to commit suicide. So how do our police officers in our town handle those situations?
Right. Well, and when we have guest speakers from Southwest Behavior, Mojave Mental Health, West Care, what are some of the other agencies that are?
We're going to be doing, there's going to be someone speaking about mental health first aid. And that kind of talks about, like, the layman's terms on what us as community members can look at. Myself being trained in the medical field, I know what to look for, but we need to train the average eye on what to look for.
Right.
We will be talking a little bit about substance abuse and how marijuana has affected our community. We're going to be talking about how we're addressing the whole person as far as from a medical standpoint, from a behavioral health standpoint. We're going to have Taros there, which is our mobile crisis unit.
Right.
And so a lot of you don't know, Taros is fairly new to our community. They're stationed out in Kingman, and the hospitals really utilize them. But anyone can call the hotline, and they will come and do a assessment on the person. So if you're you need someone that is, maybe you have a daughter or a son or a coworker that is, you maybe be a threat to themselves or others, and you can call them and they'll go ahead and handle it for
right.
you.
They will make an assessment, and then they also provide transportation. So
yep.
they can make an assessment and then say, call Mojave Mental Health or Southwest and then take them there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real plus for our community, for
it
our
really,
county.
It really is. But we're going to have a whole vendor area. So we're going to have like a morning mixer. There's going to be free breakfast, coffee, juice, all that kind of stuff. We're going to have, I just got word that the dental department at MCC
right.
is going to be there. So they're going to
oh,
be...
Good.
Offering, there's going to be tons of giveaways. We also are going to have a huge raffle at the end.
Yes, we've already got some prizes in
we
already.
We do, and I want to kind of mention it. So we have gift certificates from the River Dog, Ellie's Boutique for eyebrow threading, and a microblade. Also, $60 towards any facial. And then Hayes Chiropractic's donated free adjustments.
Good.
For us. So we're going to be putting together little gift baskets to raffle off, and it's free. You don't have
yep.
to pay any money. Just show up and learn, and there's a lot of information. There's going to be a segment on what we have available now in the community.
Right.
And what services we can access.
And so this is September 7th, right?
Right.
And it's at Mojave Community College. Starts at 8:30.
Yeah, 8:30.
Right.
And then it's going to go till 2 o'clock. And it's
right.
So how it's kind of structured is we have a couple keynote speakers. We have a few breakout sessions where folks can go and kind of pick what area they want to learn
right.
more about.
And the breakout sessions, there's three of them, and they're going to repeat themselves after lunch. So you can go to one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And that's, to me, I think that's a great way. If you bring somebody with you, you can cover all three of them, you know, together and go home with a ton of information.
But I really do encourage parents to come, and I think that, you know,
oh, yeah.
all of us are focusing on our youth and our community
yep.
and how they're being affected by multiple things. You know, we have a high child homeless.
Yes,
we have kids that, you know, aren't eating at school, and that's a big thing, and we want to make sure that we are setting up our youth for success in the future.
Well, and we have kids that the only time they're eating is at school. You know, their breakfast and their lunch, that's all they get. So... we can only take 250, right?
We're cutting off at 250, yes,
yeah.
because of our room restrictions.
Right.
But the main events are going to be starting at the 600 building,
right.
which is that huge building that they use for pretty much everything at
yeah.
the Bullhead campus.
It's right around the little curved driveway right there.
A little cul-de-sac,
yeah.
yes, right by the library. There is a Facebook page, and there is an Eventbrite which you can go register. It's not required to register. That's just a way for us as the committee to know how many people
right.
we're anticipating. But please bring yourself, your kids,
yeah.
your grandparents, really anyone. It's really a good way to see how we are pulling together as a community to address a lot of issues that we really haven't talked about
well,
openly.
And it's all about information. You know, and the best parent is an informed parent. And here's an opportunity to come and learn about mental health, learn about what's going on in our town, learn about some of the substance abuses that are going on out there, learn about rehab, learn about detox, all these terms that you hear on the TV and you go, what does that mean? And here's an opportunity to come and learn all about it.
Yeah, and then we have about we have room for about 30 vendors.
Yep.
And so we have about 15 now, I would say, and we really just start pushing it out a couple weeks ago. So if anyone wants to be a vendor, like, please call me. My number is 520-449-9677. Larry also has a form that he can
yep.
email you. I'm sure all of you have Larry's information.
I give it out all the time.
and so all those agencies will be coming. They'll have a table. They'll have free giveaways. I mean, if you want Band-Aids, hand sanitizers,
yeah,
notepads, pens,
yeah.
they have all of that there.
Yep. Let us take a break. And we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more with Jasmine Chang.
All righty.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loans.
Active First responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swati Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswatihyundai.com.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
Hmm. What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Come play where the locals win. Aquarius Casino Resort. Susan from Lake Havasu City won $3,878 playing Buffalo Gold. Judith from Bullhead City won $1,800 playing Triple Double Diamond. Jesse from Kingman won $3,250 playing Lightning Link. And Gary from Laughlin won $4,000 playing video poker. You could be our next big local winner at Aquarius Casino Resort today.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine covers, seats, and rails inside the boat looked like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall on a Fractious Friday, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, Legacy Rehab and Care Center on Silver Creek Road, and Atco Transmission and Auto Repair right behind Hobby Lobby. And our guest today is Jasmine Chang. We're talking about the Integrated Health Symposium, but your full-time job is with North Country.
Yes. So currently I work with North Country Healthcare, and I work under a grant. And so it is the Opioid State Targeted Response Grant.
Okay.
So my whole job is to help eliminate those barriers between people that suffer from any substance abuse diagnosis to get them into detox and treatment.
Okay.
Yep.
So you spend a lot of time working then with Mojave Mental Health and Southwest Behavior.
I do. So all of the agencies that are going to be there, it kind of just made sense. A couple months ago, Tom from Taros, the mobile crisis unit, got together, and we were just talking about how, you know, we had the opioid symposium last year and, like, what we were going to do and what was our action plan. And we started talking, and we came up with this, and I said, let's run with it.
Yeah.
And so that's what I've been doing. I grabbed all my key players, and I'm running.
Yep. And like I said, you've been the steamroller behind it, because we've had, I think, two meetings, and I'm on that because I'm on the MAPT committee, and with Carol Finkenstein and Lori Duggins and Cheryl Clark and Cheryl DeBatt.
Cheryl and Cheryl.
And then so we've been meeting at WestCare, and well, I mean, we're close to wrapping it up. I mean, we've got all of our speakers, and then we're good to go.
Yeah, so I am, like I said, it is a free event for the public.
Right.
And we encourage the public to come. Also, professionals.
Yeah.
If professionals or different agencies, they maybe don't want to get a table, they don't want to do all of that, but they want to come and learn kind of what other agencies are doing and what they have to offer
for
them.
And the educators in our community, if you want to better understand your students, this little 8:30 to 2 o'clock is a great opportunity to arm yourself with some extra tools.
And, yeah, and, you know, we've really been, as a state and as a nation, we've really been pushing you know, educating law enforcement, EMS, and our teachers on, you know, trauma-informed care, because, and especially our teachers, they are angels, right? Our kids spend more time with them than they do with us. And so for the teachers to really understand kind of the population and what these kids may be going through,
yep.
You nailed it on the head. Come and arm yourself and educate yourself on what's out there. If you have a situation in your classroom, who can you call?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So start with your office, but then, you know, can you help that student referral to someplace else? Because often the parents don't know.
The parents don't know, or, you know, maybe the parents work in two or three jobs and the kid's home alone a lot.
A lot of that.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's just a good toolbox. That's what I'm going to call this. It's a good place to fill your toolbox up with information.
Exactly. So it's September 7th at Mojave Community College, 8:30 in the morning till around 2. We're going to feed you breakfast. We're going to feed you lunch. And we're going to give away some prizes at the end of the day, just door prizes. We'll give you a ticket when you come in. Nobody has to buy any extra tickets or anything like that.
Yep, no money involved.
Yep, no money. There won't be any money there, so you can't buy anything.
Yeah, and everything's free. All your giveaways, all your Band-Aids, hand sanitizers, notepads, pens, lunch, breakfast, a raffle, everything's free. So we're really just trying to encourage the community to come out and just kind of see what our little town has to offer.
Yeah, well, and not just our town, but, you know, like Mojave Mental Health and Southwest Behavior, they're both Mojave County-wide. Mm-hmm. So what happens, too, is we have so many people that live in different parts of our area, but they know people in Kingman and Havasu. And so when they have a conversation with these people, they can say, well, you have this there, too. You know, Mojave Mental Health is there. Southwest Behavior is there. Southwest has their, what do they call it, Building of Excellence or something?
So it's called Center of Excellence, and I can touch base on that a little bit because I work really closely with them. So it's they have an observation, Kingman Observation Unit, and then a Kingman Recovery Unit, but it's in the same building.
Right.
And so I think that is good to highlight that, you know, as I think a community as a whole, as a county as a whole, we don't have all the resources in each city.
Right.
And sometimes we do have to transport people to Kingman or from Havasu into Bullhead. It really just depends. So I actually have vendors that are coming from Kingman and from Havasu.
Right.
So it's really just showing how our community pulls together.
Well, and people are not aware that right now there is a 10-day rehab center in Bullhead City, where you are, 10-bed, 30-day rehab center in Bullhead City. So if you've got a family member that has experienced and become addicted to something, there is a facility right here in Bullhead City that they can go to. But it's 10 beds, and so there's a waiting list. You're not going to, you know, your family member's not going to say to you at 10 o'clock, I think I need rehab, and you're going to have them somewhere at noon. It's going to take a while.
But if you come to the symposium, we will point you in the right direction on
exactly.
who we can get you to.
Exactly.
Because as we know, like people who suffer from substance abuse, we have to meet them where they're at. And if they want to go, then they want to go. And we got to get them there. It's our duty to do it.
Yeah, the longer you wait, the longer they change their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Jasmine, thank you so much. Give your phone number one more time in case somebody didn't get it and they want to write it down. Now's the time. And if they have any questions about the symposium, Jasmine's the one to call.
Yes. So my direct line is area code 520. Yes, I went to U of A. 520-449-9677.
There you go. Jasmine, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. This is the Beatles again.
Okay. I got it now. When you said the Fab Four, I was like,
it's getting better. Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust, serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair is located off Hancock, right behind Hobby Lobby.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, under new management, locally owned and operated.
Whether it's sandals, shorts, or shirts, get the hottest fashions for the season at the Laughlin Outlet Center. While you're there, take a break and enjoy one of the latest releases at the Stadium 9 Theaters. You'll find great shops all around the Laughlin Outlet Center. Clothing, shoes, art, kitchen, novelty, and food. So what do you say? Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center.
Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center. The place for value and style.
Summer is here. Hydration is important for every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses during our warmer months. You can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
It was an era of music, fun, and beer. Brew beer at its best, but under hush-hush conditions. The 1890s is a time in history gone, but the remains of award-winning handcrafted brew beer served ice-cold is always available at Barley Brothers Brewery of Lake Havasu City. Recipient of 6 award-winning beers since its inception, Barley Brothers seeks quality, freshness, and taste. Handcrafted beer and fringe benefits for a full year. Join the Barley Brothers exclusive Brewmasters VIP Club. It's all about the beer and food. Barley Brothers Brewery on the island next to the London Bridge.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall on a Fractious Friday, the 19th of the month. And the show every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa and the Riverside Resort Casino, Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City, and ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair right behind Hobby Lobby. And now we switch seats here. Jasmine's already she's already on the road, I'm sure. And now in the hot seat is Gail Moscato from Don Williams Jewelers and Saint.
I'm back.
You're back. Yeah,
you're back to visit with you again.
You're on like every couple months here.
I love it. Isn't that so fun? I like seeing you.
Yeah, well, thank you. And Saint stands for?
Saving Animals in Need Together.
Right. And how old is Saint? When did you guys start this?
10 years. 2009.
Wow.
10 years have passed.
Wow.
In this little place where we used to just do stuff in someone's living room, painting glasses to raise money, to now getting the community support like we do. That's
right.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, because you do your bowling tournaments.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up first Sunday in August.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what else?
We're getting ready for another Yappy Hour. That'll be in September.
Yeah.
And actually, tomorrow I'm going to be at PetSmart from 10 to 2, and it is a adoption event.
Oh, okay.
And we'll have Miss Lulu there, and Colors will be there, two beautiful female dogs in need of finding forever homes.
Ah.
And I just invited people to stop by.
You already know the names of the dogs that you're going to...
We do, that we're going to bring, yeah.
Wow.
They're usually either in foster homes. One of them in particular, which is a little bit unusual, Colors, she's actually at Animal Care and Welfare at the shelter. And the shelter has allowed me for about the last month and a half, I pick her up about 3 days a week, and I bring her to my store for about 3-4 hours, and I'm socializing her.
Okay.
She's been there about 7 months, and she's starting to have some struggles.
Wow.
So I talked to Christina Cortese yesterday, the lead officer, and I said, you think maybe we could take her to an adoption event? That'll be a big event for her.
Yeah.
She said, you know what? I think it'll work fine. So I'm picking her up tomorrow at 9:30 and from the shelter, and then I'll bring her back. I'm hoping tomorrow will be her day.
Yeah, that somebody says, I'll take her.
I'm praying for it, sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good news.
So you tackle this head on with all your resources and everything.
I talk to everybody. I don't care who it is. It don't matter to me. And you know the one thing about me, if I don't know the answer, I am not too proud, whatever. I'll ask. I just asked you about information not too long ago.
Yeah.
I'll reach out to someone and say, you know, I can't figure this out. How do you? And people will help you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
People in this community help one another.
Well,
that is a huge gift.
Everybody either has a pet or has had a pet.
Yes.
You know, some people might get to the age where they think, I'm to the age I don't want to take care of a pet.
Yeah.
But they've had pets.
Yeah.
And they understand pets and the value of pets.
Yes.
A week doesn't go by that you don't see on Facebook where someone's lost their pet.
Yes.
And your heart goes out to them because you know that the value of your pet in your home, you know.
If I lost one of mine, right?
Yeah.
I would be pounding on doors.
I mean, we have a dog and a cat, and Rocky is 14.
Wow.
You know, yeah.
Rocky's 14?
Yes, 14 years old. And, you know, he used to jog with me, and then he'd walk with me after I had my knee replaced, and now he walks, we're the second house from the corner, and he walks to the end of the block where there's a big field. He'll go out and smell, and he'll do his duty and everything, and then he'll, like, look at me like, okay, I'm ready to go.
Because Rocky's a pretty big, pretty good-sized guy,
isn't
he?
He's a good-sized lab.
That's what I thought he was. He's pretty good-sized.
As Ron Fonzie said, doesn't look like Rocky skipped too many meals.
Just saw Ron last night, and he was talking about you and Rocky last evening because of the loss of his dog. And he was describing how difficult that is for him right
now.
He
just had a meeting up at his house a month ago, and I was there and petting the dog and everything, and then they just lost it. I was like, wow.
You know? Devastating loss.
Yeah, it is for everybody.
I agree.
And so, but the flip side to that is when you talk to people about pets, it's always a warm conversation with people.
It is.
Because your pet, you know, your pet at home brings you happiness and brings you warmth. And so when you talk about these things, people get excited.
Yeah, I you know, they definitely have proven to extend our lives. I mean, I think we all know that.
Oh, yeah.
They can eliminate stress. Certainly when you're not well, as talking to Ron Fonzie last evening, he's been through a lot of different surgeries.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had some health issues. It was really important for me to have the dogs around me. Sometimes when you are, I don't want to say bedridden, but you have to get a lot of rest and things, you really need the comfort of an animal that can just give you that. And they have a sense. They have an unbelievable sense that you are not well. And all they want to do is just kind of lay beside you and kind of comfort you. It's amazing.
Ron told me last week that after one of his latest surgeries he's had, he was a highway patrolman in the days when the highway patrolman jumped fences and followed people and
very physical.
And he worked undercover and he did all these things, and now his body's paying for it.
Yeah.
And he was telling me after his latest surgery that he could not get himself up from his chair at home. And he called the dog over, and the dog realized this, and he would grab the collar and the dog would pull him up.
Is that amazing that that dog intuitively knew without actual voice conversation?
Right.
That amazes me.
Right.
That amazes me.
Rocky has figured out we have the Ring doorbell.
Oh.
Now, for the longest time, he knew when the doorbell rang, in his mind, somebody was at the door to see him. Right?
Right.
Because dogs bark. They all bark.
Right.
They're like, okay, who's here to see me? I got to be the first one to, you know, if it's Pizza Hut, he's going to be the first guy to walk out and greet the Pizza Hut guy. But now, with the Ring, he hears it on our phone. If we start to get up, he knows exactly what it is.
Is that so crazy? And it's on your phone, and he still can put the two and two together and realize.
Yeah.
See, and people tell me they're not smart. Please, 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 please.
Lassie was only the start of smart dogs.
Right.
You know?
Smarter than some people.
Yeah.
I know.
So you have this event tomorrow. What else do you have going on?
Then we will have the first Sunday in August is our bowling event. We have two a year, and that's going to be at the Riverside.
Right.
Check-in is at noon. Bowling starts at 1. That's a really fun event because I like an event where it's family-oriented. Children, I want to have them learn about animals, learn to be responsible, the love of animals, and they get to participate. That's kind of a really cool thing, I really think, anyway.
Well, and didn't the last time, didn't you have, like, some competition going on with the mayor?
We've had the mayor. We've had that. Then we had the fire department against the police department.
Yeah.
That was way fun. Those guys are hilarious. Oh, my God, and the fire department won.
Of course.
Of course. See? Yeah, of course. Look at Larry. Yeah, that's true.
I'm not surprised.
Right? They were so good. This one, I don't know if the challenge is going to go off, but we were actually thinking about doing this for a challenge, having two banks challenge.
Oh, okay.
Like do like a Wells Fargo against Mission Bank or something like that and see if they would like to kind of have a little fun time with the bowling.
Or maybe Home Depot against Lowe's.
Yeah, see, things like that where you could bring the two together. See,
Maverick against Circle K.
Yeah, that'd be fun too.
Smith's against
Terrible
Safeway.
Hurt, right?
Yeah.
See, so Safeway especially because they're wonderful supporters of us.
Oh, good.
So we like to go to places where they support, but Safeway would be a good one.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Yeah. So you've got lots of things going on.
I know. I always really, there's, when you work with animals, or I'm sure if you work with the handicapped, the elderly, the vet, always there is someone, something that needs your help.
Yeah.
So it is like an all-the-time thing. And we had the coolest of things, and I missed you there last evening, Larry. We had an event last evening.
Oh, you did?
Yes, at the Bullhead City Chamber, and it was by invitation, so we invited people throughout the area, people from our city, supporters, and we invited them to the chamber for an event called The Gift.
Oh. You must have been upstairs.
We were upstairs
because
there
downstairs.
Was a big event. I know downstairs, and I didn't know it when I booked the room. But, you know, it's so hard in Bullhead. We're a small community so many giving people that it's hard to find a time when you can have an event where something else isn't going on.
And that's like next Thursday night, there's a chamber mixer.
Oh.
Thursday night, there's also the graduation of this Tri-State Leadership and Internship Program that Dr. Ziri started.
Oh,
and
how cool is that?
At the same point in time, they're having the Freedom of Expressions over here in Laughlin at the Golden Nugget. All this on one night in the middle of the week. You know?
And that's what you thought. You know, Thursday I thought pretty safe. You know, it would be good. And then as it got closer, the mayor contacted me and Hilde Angus and a few others. They stopped in, and, you know, I'm very grateful to that. But they obviously had the event to go to, so I appreciated them coming by. But it was a very cool event. Mr. Toby Cotter, our city manager, was there. We had two city council members, Tammy Ring and Sheila Schutz. And there was other people throughout the community and stuff. So it was a very overwhelming event, and everyone was very supportive, and I loved it.
And, you know, talking about Hilde, Hilde was mentioning last night at this little forum that they had downstairs that one of her goals is to try to work on a county animal facility where it would be big enough that it would serve the entire county, all three cities, because we know the Bullhead City Animal Control hasn't grown for the 35 years that we've been a city, has not grown over 35 years. It's still the same size. And she knows that. The one in Kingman, I guess, is in worse shape.
The changes are coming. I've already talked to the lady that is going to be the head of the care portion of that, which is Dr. Taylor from Low Cost Spay and Neuter. She has taken over the contract. I visited with her about 2 weeks ago. There are some huge things coming to the shelter in Kingman. She has some wonderful ideas. That is going to be a state-of-the-art facility.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And so they're talking like, where do they put it centrally?
Right,
where,
that would be the problem, yeah.
So it could end up in like the south end of Golden Valley or something out there, you know, where, you'd have to go through Oatman or something, but it's still readily for all three cities. So that's one of the projects that she and the Board of Supervisors are working on right now.
Certainly something I discussed last evening. I think I talked about animal welfare in our community. I talked about it also in the country, how it has changed. But for the community itself of Bullhead, in the years I've been doing this, you know, you've had some great improvement. You have the low-cost vaccination clinics now.
Right.
You have two other nonprofits other than us that are improving the lives of animals. We have a relationship, and I said that last evening, with Animal Care and Welfare. We have an actual, me and Christina speak very often. First time a dog has been allowed out without being adopted. Just a lot of different things are happening. Any dog, like I brought up the situation with Colors, the dog I'll be bringing tomorrow, she was brought in there the latter part of December, and she was pregnant. 2 days later, she had 6 puppies, I believe, at the shelter. And the puppies were adopted. But she has been there for 7 months. If you would have told me 10 years ago, a dog would not have been there 7 months.
It would have been euthanized before that.
She would have been euthanized. And very possibly, once they found out she was pregnant, she would have been euthanized and the puppies would have been gone.
Oh.
These are big changes that have occurred in our shelter. And it's not because I don't believe we have more changes to come, and I spoke about those 3 changes last evening with the powers that be being there, and
that helps.
One of them was a shelter. I mean, I am so grateful that Kingman is getting that new facility. It's a county facility. It was in desperate need. Mm-hmm. Havasu already has their facilities open.
Right.
Most of that was privately funded, but I said to the city, I said, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time for us in Bullhead. You know, I'm very proud of this community. It's been my home for over 40 years, and it is now time.
Yeah,
you know, they need some indoor-outdoor runs. They need some meet-and-greet areas. It needs some improving. So I said whether there's grants to be had for municipal shelters, there is fundraising to be done, I really believe that it needs to start.
And education has become a major part of your goal,
yes,
too.
Yes.
And who's doing that for you?
Well, we have my sister Karen, who was a teacher at one time in her career, and she is at Sunrise Elementary and does a fabulous job there. They love her, and she is talking to our young and trying to tell them what it is to be responsible. The love of animals.
So your sister retires from education.
Yeah, and then I bring her into the organization.
Moves to Bullhead City to be around you and your other sister.
Correct.
And she goes to work.
She does. Yeah, she does. I had to put her to work. You know, she just loves it, though, and the kids really love her. She kind of loves that vibe with the young element. And really, we have gotten the greatest things from the principal of that school, and they love us. I'd love to get into some of the other schools.
Well,
if we could just get more people.
They have a new principal now.
Right, and we have a new supervisor, don't we?
We have a new superintendent.
Superintendent, excuse me.
Dr. Carolyn Stewart.
Yes.
And and she loves cats.
Oh, we'll see. There we go.
So,
I have an in.
You have an in.
I have an in. That's all I need.
Yes, you have an in, and she's my neighbor.
Oh, wow.
A couple blocks away. But yeah,
Dr. is she Carol new to the area,
oh, no,
or
no,
she's
no,
been
no
here for?
She's been here
for years,
35, 40
oh,
years.
Oh my!
Yeah, and she was a principal at Desert Valley, and then when they built Coyote Canyon, she went to Coyote Canyon, and then a few years back they moved her over to the junior high, and she was there like 2 or 3 years, and then she chose to retire, and when Riley was gone, and then Benji is retiring, the two school districts decided instead of having one superintendent like they had before, they wanted two.
They want two.
So with that, Carolyn was hired as the superintendent for the elementary school district, and a gentleman was hired for the high school district.
High school.
And so those two are working side by side. And Carolyn was downstairs last night. She was there, too.
Oh.
And you know, teachers never lose that passion for teaching.
No.
And that's just it. Teaching is a passion. Well, you see it in your sister.
Yeah.
You know.
It's true.
So when you tell your sister that here's an opportunity for you to do this, you've ignited her passion again.
Right. It's not a career.
It is. You know, I look at Dr. Julie Bear, and we've known Julie Bear forever.
Julie, I know that.
And now she's on the board for the community college. You know, and so they never give up that love of education. They use it in other areas. And so
My sister loves just education in general, even educating herself. She holds several master's degrees. She always was in school. She just loved that whole process, whether she's the teacher or the student.
You
she
know,
loves it.
And we've talked a lot about pets and how they help people. Corky Cornell, you know Corky.
I sure do, Corky, yeah.
Corky, for years and years, on Saturdays and Sundays, would take his, I think it was a collie, up to Warm Sea and just walk in all the rooms and let the patients pet the dog.
That means a lot.
Yeah.
You can't even imagine what that means to a patient.
And this is just something that Corky wanted to do.
Would do.
you know, and he got the dog certified or something, you know, in the hospital, give it its blessing. And every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday, Corky was up there seeing half the patients on one day and half on the next, you know. And so, because I was in Warm Sea about 4 years ago, and I'm laying there in a bed, and all of a sudden, Corky. Here comes Corky and his dog, you know. I'm like, what the heck is this, you know. And but, yeah, that's just the service he provides.
Yeah, Corky, in fact, it was quite a few years ago Corky contacted our organization. There was a stray dog behind Mid-Valley Auto, which is what he owns, and he tried everything he could. This dog was a tough one, and he called us and said, I can't stand to see the dog up there, and it's not eating and all this. Is there a way you can help? So we pulled in, and then a woman helped us, and it took a little while, but we got the dog, and then he helped get it spayed, you know, and get it fixed up, and it went to a home.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he did call us about that. So, yeah, he has a wonderful place in his heart for animals.
So now Saint has a phone number. What is that phone number?
It is 928-985-0663.
Okay, and it's a message phone number.
It is. You need to leave a message because we're all volunteers. There are two wonderful women that check those phone lines probably 2-3 times a day, and then they direct it out into the Saint organization.
And if it's a really emergency, you call Don Williams Jewelers.
You call Don Williams Jewelers, and they certainly come in and see me, and they drop off food and collars and leashes to me. And
you get everything there.
We need that so much, especially the food and the collars and leashes.
You cannot walk in Don Williams Jewelers without on your left-hand side seeing something there for pets, for animals.
That's all over the wall. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah, but, you know, it's your passion, too. And so, and all your customers know it.
It is. Yeah. They definitely know it, and they definitely
they're going to go get a ring polished or buy a new something for their wife or whatever. You know they're going to go in there, and there's going to be there's a good chance there's always going to be a dog in the office.
Yep.
And there's going to be
in the
pet
back.
Stuff out in the lobby.
And you'd be surprised how many people I meet, and they'll say, well, who's the dog lover here? And I'll say, well, it's me and Saint. And how many people then I just get to be talking to them and stuff like that, and you'd be surprised how much they support the organization just by talking and stuff. It's the most amazing thing. I just love it.
Yeah. And that's fantastic. That's great. That's what it's all about.
That's absolutely truth.
Okay, we're about out of time.
Okay, appreciate it.
Give the phone number for Saint one more time. Okay. So if anybody has any questions or they want to sign up for bowling or whatever.
Call Saint at 928-985-0663.
Thank you so
much. Thank you, Larry.
All right, Gail, have a super weekend.
You too.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Rejuvenate yourself this summer with Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. The stress and dark circles all disappear at Jean Jeffrey's. Come renew your mind, body, and spirit with the Cactus Toning Body Wrap, custom massages, and Dr. Bob Orr facials, an exclusive service. The experienced and talented technicians are the pinnacle of professionals in the tri-state area. Let them show you what it really means to find relaxation, comfort, and peace. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Resort and Casino. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
There's gold in them there closets. That's right, your closets, your drawers, your jewelry boxes. And no one, I mean no one, pays more for gold and silver than good old Sam at Sam's Shooters Emporium. Why trust some fly-by-nighter holed up in some hotel for a couple of nights only to hit the trail with your loot when Sam's Shooters Emporium guarantees the best prices for gold and silver, including coins, jewelry, and more. Sam's Shooters Emporium on McCulloch Boulevard just down from Acoma, Lake Havasu's Main Street.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Ed Arvizu with the Bullhead City Police Department. The Colorado River is what makes our community unique and enjoyable, but we really want you to understand that it's also a narrow and often congested waterway. When you're out enjoying our beautiful river this summer, please be a sober operator. Wear your life vest, stay right, remember boats don't have brakes, and keep your distance. Don't wreck your weekend. Have a safe summer.
Do not wreck your weekend. That's a team effort between Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Bullhead City Police Department, the Bullhead City Fire Department, and the City of Bullhead City. Remember, stay right, no brakes. You've got no brakes on boats and watercraft, and keep your distance. If you do those things, you will have an enjoyable time on the Colorado River or wherever you're at. But when you stop doing that, you're putting somebody in danger, and we have too many collisions on the river, too many incidents, and I won't call them an accident because somebody's always at fault. It's an incident, and it could have been prevented if you do those three things. Stay to the right, remember there's no brakes, and keep your distance. All right, it's now time for community calendar here for the next 3 or 4 minutes, and the community calendar every day is information for you about our community. If you have something you want to put on community calendar, email it to me at tunforce, T-U-N-F-O-R-S-S, at gmail.com, or call me, 928-201-3313. And today, going on until 2 o'clock, they still have that WOW Mobile Food Pantry at Rotary Park. 30 to 60 pounds of food you can get. Go down there now, because it's over in about 1 hour, and that goes on at Rotary Park. Tonight, you can see Simply Reba and Brooks and Dunn at Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino. If you like country music, boy, those guys can give it to you. Tickets, call 702-298-2535. There is a Christmas in July fundraiser tomorrow at 1062 Hancock in Bullhead City, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. I think that's the real estate building, but I'm not positive. And then also tomorrow, we talked about it yesterday with Jeff Tipton, the 2019 Splash Bash going on at Ken Fovard Park starts at 3:30 in the afternoon. The pool is free. The splash pad's free. They're going to be having water slides that are free. There's going to be a nighttime movie. There's going to be water games. There's going to be water balloon fights and food, and it's all 100% free tomorrow. Ken Fovard Park starting at 3:30. The Western Auction is tomorrow night. If you haven't signed up for that or you haven't got your tickets yet, you need to call 520-831-3890. And that's Ashley. She's in charge of ticket sales. It's going to be at Fiesta RV Resort tomorrow night. They have a great big banquet room there. And that's where they're having that. On Sunday, it's Summertime Designer Handbag Bingo. And this is at the RV. And this is from noon to 6 on Sunday. If you want to get involved with that, call Jackie at 928-542-6804. A lot going on this weekend. Everybody, have a great week. I thank all my guests for coming in. Toby Cotter, Jack Hakem, Billy Kay, Dennis, Jeff Tipton, Carolyn Hamlin, and, of course, Jasmine and Gail Moscato. You have a great weekend. That's going to can't.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.